Joining us on the show this morning is actor Yalan Ozicelik. Good morning.
Hello, Sophie. Great to be here. Thank you.
Oh, not a problem. Now, the play that it's based on, it's called The Suicide. Not the most, you know, uplifting name.
Yes. Those Russians, they're very good with all that.
Yeah.
Yes, the extremes of life and finding humour in it, I guess. It's really considered one really fantastic play from that era. Erdman had written The Mandate. He'd worked with Meyerholt in the sort of mid-20s, early 20s, and he'd written a play before this that did very well, and then wrote The Suicide. But it was so biting in its satire.
Mm.
It was the Stalinist era, of course, and it actually took some doing to get the play okayed to be actually put
on. Wow.
But unfortunately, on the eve of the premiere or something like that, it got pulled and never went on. It didn't go on.
Wow.
In fact, didn't go on for a good 50, at least it was like 50 years in that country.
Wow.
It was first produced overseas about 40 years later. So that was sort of the background of that.
Wow.
That play.
But, so that is Stalinist era. So how do you kind of bring it to the 21st century?
Well, I think, look, Eamon has adapted this. I think he's done a really remarkable job adapting it. It's a very Russian, the original, with all sorts of references and characters that would have been very recognisable back then.
Yeah.
But less so, obviously, maybe to a contemporary audience living in Australia. Other adaptations that I've read about overseas in the UK and various places have attempted adaptations and transposed the play to their own setting, which has proved, I think, quite tricky, actually.
Yeah.
And maybe perhaps not wholly successful. But I think one of the great things about Eamon's adaptation is that he's placed it in a refugee camp that's not in Australia. So there are Australian references, but I think that is actually what makes it work.
Mm,
yeah,
because it is a very biting topic.
Yes, well, look, it's certainly an interesting way to explore, or add to a broader conversation that's happening in our community about refugees and our place in the world.
Mm. Now, you play the titular, I can't even say it this morning, character, Sammy. I'll just leave it at that.
Yes.
So who is Sammy in this play?
Look, Sammy is in our show, one of the refugees who's been in this camp for quite a number of years.
Mm.
You know, a bit of a clown, a bit of a, you know, bit sort of feeling, you know, hopeless about stuff. As you mentioned in your intro there, he latches onto the idea of playing the tuba and learning to play that, and how that will lead him out of the camp and create a life for
concept.
Himself.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, it's a brilliant, that's from the original, and a brilliant sort of very funny idea that unfortunately, you know, ends up backfiring. Yes, people come out of the woodwork in order to. You know, he's so hopeless that there's a contemplation of ending it all, and people sort of come out of the woodwork, sort of saying, "Well, if you're going to do that, then I've got a great cause for you. This is, you know, do it for this reason and this reason." And so that's the setup of the play.
Yeah.
Obviously, a very what you'd imagine obviously a serious topic, not only suicide but also, you know, refugees.
Absolutely.
I think so. Also, the original and Eamon's adaptation has really found such comedy in it, and we're just sort of having audiences really, really taking to it and finding it very funny and also moving. It has to be said. I think it's important to note that we're not sort of it's not just about being funny, but you know, there is a backbone to the play and the production. But yes, an enjoyable evening out. Anyway.
Yeah. What is it about comedy that kind of, you know, cuts through those serious issues to kind of...
Well, I think it has a very... Absolutely, I think a really a unique way of approaching some of those things or highlighting or adding to a conversation about things in a way that will illuminate for audiences those particular themes and topics in a different way, in a different light, or make them somehow more accessible, perhaps make them contemplate things differently. I think that's the beauty of comedy, in fact, and it's you know, there's a rich history of comedy and satire being used to have a conversation about serious things. It's been interesting, you know. In the more recent past, we've had some in the industry some conversations around satire and the worth and value of it. I think it's certainly a conversation worth having. But what I'm really proud of the show, I think the cast is brilliant and brilliantly funny. And we are having a great time on stage telling this story that I think is an important one to tell and entertaining people as we go, as well as, you know, making them think. So it's a really great, having a great time.
Yeah. The idea that no one is better than anyone else is something that Eamon has said is central to Sammy in Paradise. What do you kind of make of that concept?
Yeah, I think one of the great things about the show is it is that sentiment that, you know, we're all human beings, and these people who are escaping war or natural disaster or something and are displaced, of which there are, you know, around the world, you know, 60 million or more people who are displaced or without a homeland. You know, these people are. It's interesting. They're human beings. You know, they're humans at the end of it, and it's hard. It's sometimes we can, from the outside, divorce ourselves from that reality.
Yeah.
It's easy to. I mean, we did some research on this. We did a workshop on it. Late last year, and one of the things that came out of that research that still sort of pings out for me, I remember listening to a podcast, and one of the refugees was sort of, the quote from this refugee was that it's not this whole refugee issue, it's not a storage for people, these camps, you know, they're talking about, specifically about camps, it's not a storage for people, it's about people. And I think that idea is that it's not a storage problem, that it's a human need, it's a human tragedy, about human resilience and perseverance, the humanness of it all, really. To be considering that and not just, oh, it's a storage issue.
Yeah.
It's much more than that, obviously. But yeah, you know.
But that's how the government's teaching it.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it can be, you know, sometimes, yeah. So the show, yes, I think really tries to make a point of that.
And the show is called Sammy in Paradise. What is paradise then, if not war-torn country, not a refugee camp?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, there's maybe a bit of irony in that, in that title. Yes, it's, yeah, well, that's right. I mean, I think it's ironic probably at the heart of it, but he tries to create his a sort of a paradigm. I mean, there are a lot of, I mean, one of the things about that particular character is there's a Hamlet-like exploration of what it means to be alive and also life after death, you know, that sort of to be or not to be kind of contemplation that occurs with Sammy. And so there are monologues and various things that in his own ways, perhaps not as intelligent as Hamlet, but still has that conversation with himself about, well, what is there after this, you know?
Yeah.
So I guess maybe, yes, that paradise, what is paradise, you know, is there paradise? They're all questions that are, brought up in the play.
Yeah. And what do you want audiences to take away when they go see Sammy?
Look, I think all of the things we've discussed, you know, it's hopefully a fun night out. I mean, it's, you know, it's very fun. I have to say, very funny. You know, we really just have audiences laughing all the way through, which is really great, as well as moments that are kind of, oh gosh, you know, that's quite, you know, hopefully moving and touching and tender.
Yeah.
So hopefully all of those things which you know, a good play, you know, hopefully should do. So
absolutely. After a play that's based on something called The Suicide.
Yeah. yes, ironically. Yeah.
Well, it is. You've just finished your second run now, your second week at Belvoir. You've got another couple of weeks.
A couple of weeks to go, yep. So we're already halfway through. So, yeah, if people are thinking of coming along, don't delay. we'll be over by the end of the month, so, yeah.
Brilliant. Well, Yalan, thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER this morning.
It's a pleasure. Thanks.